Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I think there's a lot left there for him in terms of growth. I think he sees the field better now than he did even 2 years ago. I can't speak before then. Right. I can just speak to how he sees the field based on what we're doing offensively. And I like how we've played in pads the first couple days. It's been hot. It's been hard on those guys. If it's hard on anybody, it's the big guys up front. But that's what we're here for. And we're here to get ourselves in football shape, and you only do that by playing football.
Just focus on reading his keys and footwork. His stuff is just fundamental, man. Just when offense changes the picture, are my feet right, are my eyes right? And he's focused on that. He's in here all the time. I would say just really just hone in and focus on the important things. Like, I think my first year, you got so much going on in your mind. You got fundamentals, you got scheme. You're trying to just keep your head above water on all the different responsibilities you have. So now I'm used to that. Now I'm just focusing in on the guys building that chemistry together, man.
Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator, year two on the job, talking about the difference between a year ago at this time, unproven, never called plays, eyes on him. Then the defense starts off slowly. Dean Pease was brought in, tweakage to the lineup. A lot of things that turned the defense around, went from one of the worst, especially in the secondary, most questionable defenses in the league, to one of the best heading into the postseason. And Vinny, you've been out of camp, off today, by the way, are the Ravens, and you have seen Zach Orr. Is there a difference at least in presence? I mean, he's loud and he's a rambunctious guy. We get that. Former player, of course. But do you see a guy that seems more comfortable in the role than he was last year when he was replacing a guy that one got a head coaching job?
Yeah, you know what, Bob? I've never talked to Zach Orr, so I don't really know Zach. But he looks like a confident guy. And you the way you hear all the other coaches talk about him, you know, they have faith and confidence in him. So, and you hear the players talk about him. So I'm guessing in the meeting rooms and stuff, and then when he talks to the whole defense, they respect the guy. So there's respect there. You know, and I guess probably the thing that didn't help him last year, Bob, was number one, he was a rookie. And number two, there was three coaches on there that got fired, you know, that were there their first year, and then they got fired, you know, right after the season. So he didn't have a good complement of assistants, it sounds like. So now, you know, he's much more comfortable. You got Chuck Pagano who's there, you know, and it's kind of funny is that all of a sudden, what's the best area that they have now? The secondary. And it's kind of Chuck's deal. But they got good players too, but, sure. You know, Chuck is bringing them along. And, you know, he should feel good because he really doesn't have any holes. And they look like, I mean, they're a confident, cocky. The reason I say cocky is because they're very aggressive out there. They can run. They act like they know they're good on defense. And I think Zach, and that probably comes from Zach and their meetings and stuff. So I like where they're at defensively. I just think they're extremely fast, Bob. I think they're extremely fast on defense. And they are so much better in the secondary than they were last year at any time, just talent-wise, and guys that can play the ball in the air. That's the biggest thing is they got a lot of guys that can play the ball. They got a lot of guys that can do a lot of things, and they got a lot of guys that are good blitzers. And I think, and we've heard Harb say it a bunch of times, we're blitzing defense. And they're going to come at, Bob, they're going to light up 11, and they're going to be coming, and this guy's coming, that guy's coming, this guy's not coming. They're going to be a very aggressive, and I think that'll be, I think Zach, you know, I think he's going to be comfortable calling that kind of game.
Also heard Zach Orr talking about Trenton Simpson in year three on the job, and we heard Roquan Smith talk about his physical presence, like Holyfield Ken Norton Sr. Physique out there, and that's great. What old Dick Vitale, Al McGuire, airport guys look good getting off the plane. But how are they looking when they get on the field? And last year for Trenton Simpson, I would say he was handed the starting job. I guess he was.
Yeah.
But now it's his to lose again. Is he more equipped, Benny, to keep the job than he was last year when he ultimately lost the job.
Well, I think the reason he lost the job was more, you know, the mental aspects of it. That's the biggest thing. I mean, you know, it's nice that he's bigger and stronger and all that, but I'm guessing he's going to play a lot in the preseason, I would guess. And then we got to see his read and react. We got to see, you know, is he a step late? Those kind of things. You know, mentally, you know, physically, the dude looks awesome. Now, mentally, can he handle it mentally? What's the football IQ? And that's what we've got to see. You know, we've got to see him, you know, like when you're watching and you see Roquan, say, damn, how'd Roquan get to the ball? You know, I mean, he's got natural instincts. And the only way that we've seen Simpson do that is when they call him to blitz, and then he's doing. So we'll see. We'll see in the preseason. Otherwise, they don't, you know, Hummel. I don't think you want Hummel being a starter or Buchanan probably being a starter. They're more special teams guys right now. So there would be a lot of Kyle Hamilton be playing there, down there and stuff. You know, a lot of DBs. If you're putting your best guys on the field, Bob, your DBs and your D-line are your best players other than Roquan.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Featured Artist Friday. That reveal, if you missed it yesterday, coming up here in a matter of minutes. Todd Monken talked about the state of the O-line now that the pads are on. And, you know, left guard up for grabs. Andrew Voorhees was the leader in the clubhouse after, what, week and a half of training camp? And less than a week down from the preseason opener, is he still the leader at that spot?
He and my man, Ben Cleveland, they alternate every day. So I guess it's going to be determined by preseason games. Because I like what I think Voorhees got a natural punch and he's a better athlete than Cleveland. Cleveland's a big, big-bodied guy. You know, that is limited athletically. Now, yesterday at practice, Bob, it was humid. Real, because, you know, it stormed. Then it was sunny, and it was humid. And Cleveland and Filele both had some issues with the heat yesterday. I mean, cold towels on their neck over there with the trainer and stuff.
That's 3 days in a row dealing with that, too, in pads and that humidity. I'm not making excuses for
it. But it's funny, Bob, the day that they don't have the pads on is the day, right, you know, that they're over there with the trainer. So, and I just, it's, you know what, it's hard to tell with the O-line because, like, in the run stuff, you really can't knock anybody off the ball, push them, you know, do those kind of things because you don't want to get low. You don't want to get in guys' legs. You don't want to hurt other people. So it's totally advantage defense, you know, like sustaining blocks and stuff. They don't, there's not a lot of sustained blocks, you know, with the offensive linemen right now just because it's not live, you know. So they're doing their initial hit. And then they let him go, and then the defense, you know, then, like, it's like, damn, you got no gain on that one. So, you know, it's hard to really tell. But when they do the one-on-one stuff, Ronnie Stanley's had the best camp of all of them. Probably him and Linderbaum, probably a bit, you know. But Ronnie, I haven't seen Ronnie get beat.
And we open the show with Todd Monken talking about number 8, Lamar Jackson. This will be his third year working with Lamar. And he talked about how he's evolved as a passer. And look, Lamar already had an MVP under his belt, more as a combo runner-thrower. And then had a couple injury plague seasons, unfortunately. And then Monken comes in, he wins MVP his first year, should have won it last year. But, you know, he can only speak from what I've seen. And he's grown exponentially, throw that in there, in the last couple of years. So, I mean, he's coming off 41 touchdowns, four picks. I mean, geez, Louise.
Bob, you know what's kind of crazy is, I mean, we've seen him improve. I mean, Bob, how about when he's first starting out, his finger was always on the tip of the ball, and his ball always fluttered. Remember, like, he never threw a real tight spiral. And now, you know, he holds it. You know, he doesn't have the tip on the end of his finger on the tip of the ball. He throws a beautiful spiral, and I think he sees himself as a passer, you know, a legitimate passer that and we kind of saw it last year where he doesn't want to take off and run. He wants to throw the football. But he can make every throw that there is. I mean, he got all pissed off yesterday because he overthrew Cunningham and the ball got tipped and Kane intercepted. You know, and he threw his helmet and he was upset. But I see, you know, especially like when they're doing blitz and, you know, all the time, the defense, he doesn't panic at all. There is no panic in his game. He's always under control and he always has a feel. I mean, he made a beautiful throw yesterday. Bob, he's like looking, Henry's running a flat out there or swing. You know, and I think it was a tight end was kind of running it in. He looks out at Henry to take the linebacker out and then throws it back inside with like a no look, kind of like a Patrick Mahomes thing. It was beautiful. It was beautiful play, beautiful throw by Lamar. And, you know, like yesterday, he didn't have any of his receivers. There was no, you know, nobody was out there. And he was making some nice throws. You know, some of the times, you know, like the timing's not there on out cuts and stuff or he overthrows them because, you know, Bateman does it this way kind of thing. But I thought he had a good day throwing it, other than the one that he overthrew.
Ravens are off today. Joint practice with the Colts coming up Tuesday after one winning drive. Preseason opener next Thursday.